Sure, the fast approaching Labor Day weekend signals the season's end, but that makes Jersey Shore destinations all the more attractive for vacationers seeking sparser crowds and still warm temperatures. Let's take a trip down the Garden State Parkway with Newsworks freelance reporter Mike Russell. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Mike, you know the conundrum. Why do you park on a driveway and drive on a parkway? Well, if you're taking the Garden State all the way to Cape May, it actually makes sense. You get three chances to park on the parkway.
It's true. There's three lights there at exits 11, 10, and 9 as you're heading down to Cape May.
Yeah, but the plan has been in place for a while to eliminate those lights.
Yeah, there's been talk of it at least since 1961, but they finally just got started on that project.
Boy, that's a slow start. What's the status of it now?
It's about halfway done. By the end of the summer, they should be done the southbound lanes and starting on to northbound lanes, installing ramps over the local roads to get rid of those lights once and for all.
Now, the parkway is some 173 miles long, originally built in the 1940s. Why did they envision having traffic lights on it?
The traffic lights were part of an original bypass to Route 9 down there in Cape May Courthouse, and they decided when they got down this far to just incorporate it, that road with the lights, into the parkway. I guess they didn't envision too much traffic, because South Jersey was pretty sparse back then. So I couldn't get a firm answer on why they didn't eliminate the lights then, but they just incorporated it in and went along their way with the rest of the parkway.
Mike, give us a sense of what it was like commuting along this stretch of the Garden State Parkway as New Jersey's shore destinations became increasingly popular in past decades.
I mean, the traffic definitely got heavier as people from, you know, New York and Philadelphia came into the area. I feel like the North Jersey Shores were, because in New York, the first ones really get populated. And then down here, as the parkway was built, people realized they could get as far as Cape May much faster than they could before. So as people got more cars and started taking the parkway more, that's when the lights really became the problem, when there was too much traffic for those lights to really handle and police efficiently. So as, you know, as the century wore on, it definitely got more crowded down at the shore.
Is there a good sense of a completion date?
Yeah, the spokesman said November 30th, 2015.
Now, Mike, let's go all the way back to the beginning. I understand you have an answer to the question, why do you park on a driveway and drive on a parkway?
Yeah, the parkway, parkways are called parkways because they're meant to be like a beautiful roadway with trees and medians, and they're supposed to be like driving through a park. And driveways used to, out in the West especially, on ranches, you used to have to drive to your home down the driveway, whereas in suburbia it's just a short little piece of concrete you put your car. Out west, you'd actually have to drive all the way to your house. So that's why it's the driveway and why the parkway is the parkway.
Mike, I sense the start of a beautiful relationship in the form of an Ask Mike feature each week on Newsworks Tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome.
That's Newsworks freelance reporter Mike Russell.